Hello and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. We're going to play some post-rock today. We're going to play some stuff that isn't post-rock because I want to play it and I do what I want. So it's going to be a good show. I think it'll be interesting. As they often are, my day is crazy. It's been really busy. I just came out of an hour and 45 minute job interview, which that's a new thing for me, but that was crazy. So I got here just in the nick of time. It was kind of across town, so it was like an hour to get here, and I left like just before one, and so I showed up like I was like 10 minutes early, which is perfect. But it was pretty clutch. So happy to be here, as always, I guess, is the main point of that story. I'm gonna break the song thing wide open. Break this whole case wide open with a song by a band called Little India, and they're Vancouverian, which is exciting. And it's a good track. It's called Carry On, and it's from their album Up All Night EP. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
We just heard Carry On by Little India off their EP Up All Night. And I like that song. They're good. I saw them performing two Thursdays ago, I guess. They were opening for Japanese Girls. And they're really good, too. I'm going to play another song of theirs later. And I played them before, but I think they merit playing again because they're really lovely. What else is new? Right. I want to tell you guys just something weird that I thought of, just to give you like perspective of the weird kind of stuff that I'm dealing with. I had a dream, not this past night, but the one before, that there was a kind of cheese that you rubbed on your foot, and then you would absorb the nutrients through your feet so you wouldn't have to eat all day if you just like applied enough foot cheese on in the morning. So if there's anyone out there that has the technology to make that a reality, that'd be pretty nice. I'd be into foot cheese. Yeah, weird thoughts. Next song I want to play is by a band called Maybe She Will. They're an interesting band, and I'm a big fan of theirs. All their stuff is good, but I had to pick just one song. So I picked the song I'm in Awe, Amadeus, off their album Not For Want of Trying. So Maybe She Will. I'm in Awe, Amadeus. Here we go. We'll be right back. What a journey that was, hey? I like that song. That was I'm in Awe, Amadeus, by the band Maybe She Will. And I don't know what she was considering, but for her sake, I hope she will. But she might. And that's really all that we're given from that. What else is going on? I want to tell you guys something neat that I heard a little while ago, and that actually came up in one of my job interviews today. Don't ask me how. Or do ask me how if you want. It's an interesting story. But the tidbit of information is that there is a stereotype that Scandinavian women are very attractive because, you know, the blonde hair, the blue eyes, that sort of thing. And whether, I mean, I'm not going to speak to the truth of that stereotype or not, but I'm sure you guys have heard that anyway. And so the thinking of why that is that Vikings from the Scandinavian countries would go and pillage around Europe and other countries, and they would take back the prettiest women, and I'm putting it politely, they would steal them. They would steal the attractive women and bring them back to Scandinavia to make as wives. So their gene pool just got really attractive because they picked their spouses by sexual selection. So anyway, that's a neat little tidbit about that. Probably something that you never knew you wanted to know. Well, now you know it. The more you know. What's coming up next? So, hey, crazy thing. It's supposed to be winter, but it's beautiful out. It's got to be like 15 degrees. I don't actually have the weather report, but I was outside and I was sweating, and I'm not even a particularly sweaty guy. So it's a beautiful day out. It's just gorgeous. So if you get a chance, go outside. Definitely recommend that. Maybe get your tan on, because it's just gorgeous. Like, see you later, winter. And I say that, and the rain is just going to return tomorrow and stay forever, as the rain often does. Moving onward in the song direction, I want to play a song called Diary of... No. I almost did it. The song is Ghosts of the Past, and it features Dimitri Skakun. The band is Diary of My Misanthropy. So that's the band, Diary of My Misanthropy. It's a good name. I like that name. Strong name. I want to name my firstborn child Diary of My Misanthropy. I don't think so, actually. That wouldn't be a very good name for a child. I was thinking maybe something like Acadia, or something to do with having the last name Life. I think that'd be neat. Anyway, you guys don't need to hear about my kid's naming process. And neither do I. It's a long ways off. I'm only 20. So, the song is Ghosts of the Past. The band is Diary of My Misanthropy. And I hope you'll stick around for it, because it's a great song. Here we go.
Come join Vancouver Local Spring for their tour homecoming show January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Dead Soft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spring, Dead Soft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg Saturday, January 31st.
Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice clean game from all of you.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, UBC has a Quidditch team. Not sure why, but we have a Quidditch team. And you heard all about it. So the song that we just heard before the ads was by a band called Diary of My Misanthropy. And the song was called Ghost of the Past. And that reminded me of a thing. Do you ever have it where you're listening to the radio and someone just has the most infuriating voice? I hope you're not experiencing that right now, but I've had that before. I think it was in Skaha at the time, so kind of on different wavelength signals than we are over here. But there was this one woman doing the news on this one channel. Don't remember which it was, but she had one of those things where whenever she said an S, it was a hiss. And so she was talking about the news, and I listened to it for like 10 minutes before just about like jamming my hand inside the car radio and just ripping out all of the circuits and just like taking them to a volcano and just burning each and every last one of them. And so I hope that my voice isn't annoying, and I'm trying to dial back the ums, but there you go. Sometimes they catch up with me. This next song I want to play for you guys is by a Canadian band. They're pretty cool. They're called Sarin, S-A-R-I-N, and it's off their new album, Burial Dream. It actually dropped recently, I think like a week ago or something. Don't quote me on that. Maybe, definitely like, but somewhere between 1 and 3 weeks ago. It's new this year, so it's pretty new. And I want to play the song Monograph. So I hope you guys stick around for it, and I hope you enjoy it. And this is Spice of Life, playing post-rock. Also a bit of whatever, but mostly post-rock. And mostly most rock, which is, I think, the most important. So here we go with Monograph playing this. No, Monograph, the song by the band Sarin. Whew, it's a tough day. It's a tough day. It's been a long day already. It's going to get even longer. Yay. Monograph by Sarin. Here we go. Thank you. That was probably a little bit heavier than you were expecting. If it frightened you, I'm sorry. And if you were into it, good, because I'm into it. And it's good to mix things up, too. I just learned a wonderful fact, although I should probably repeat the name of the band and the song in case anyone wants to look them up. And you guys should, because Saren's good. The band is Saren. The song was Monograph. And it was off their latest album, Burial Dreams, or Burial Dreams, if you want it that way. I just learned that Buzz Aldrin was the first person to pee on the moon. It's off the National Geographic website, so it's probably legit, and that's interesting. That's an interesting piece of information. I thought I was a pretty cool guy, because I have this friend whose stepdad is the consulate to St. Kitts and Nevis, which is a little country in the Caribbean. And so being the consulate means that the property is technically St. Kitts and Nevis territory. And so when I go and visit his place, and he lives right kind of on the water. So if you go up to the edge of his property and you pee off his property into the water, you're peeing from the Caribbean into Canada, which is pretty cool, but it ain't got nothing on peeing on the moon. So Buzz Aldrin, you win. And yeah, Buzz Aldrin probably beats me in a lot of things. I was also, there's an interesting, well, semi-interesting, depends how you look at it, conspiracy theory about Neil Armstrong. And it's that if you take Neil's last name and you make it an initial, it spells, so his name is Neil A. And now that backwards is alien. So the question is, did we send him to Mars, or did we send him to the moon, or did we send him back to the moon because he's an alien? I don't know. Real stuff, though. Anyway, moving on. The next song I would like to play for you today is by a band called Fly On Bird Fly On, and the song is Hyperborea off the album Lost Lands. We'll be right back.
AMS Events presents The Last Band Standing.
This is UBC's official Battle of the Bands. This is your chance to showcase your talents in a three-stage competition. Enter now at ams.ubc.ca/events or via the AMS Events Facebook page.
Could you be the last band standing?
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I highly recommend checking out the Museum of Anthropology, especially if you're a UBC student or like faculty, because you get in for free. And it's a really neat place. I've been there 2 times, maybe. It's really interesting. They got a lot of cool stuff. So we just heard from the band Fly On, Bird, Fly On, playing the song Hyperborea. And I like these guys. That's a cool song. Every once in a while you hear a song, and it feels like the band really nailed what they were trying to nail. And I think that song definitely does that, or at least it feels like that to me. So we're going to keep trucking along, but first I want to lay down some facts. I'm on a weird fact page right now. Did you guys know that powerful earthquakes can permanently shorten the length of a day on Earth? So, because if an earthquake is hard enough, it moves the spin of the Earth's axis. So, for example, the 2011 Japan earthquake knocked 1.8 microseconds off of our days. Just gone. There it is. It's gone forever. So that was pretty crazy. And another neat piece of information that I want to lay down, which is pretty amazing. So current estimates of the number of cells in our body are anywhere between 10 trillion and 50 trillion cells. That is a huge number of cells. That there's so many of them. That, can you even comprehend how many a trillion is? I can't. Anyway, so there's a lot. And we're also current estimates for the amount of DNA in one cell is a meter's length of DNA if you stretched it out all of the way. So if you like unraveled all the chromosomes and just pulled them into one line, you would get a meter of DNA. And what that means, if you take those two numbers, the number of cells in our body and the length of the DNA in each cell, you can find that the length of DNA in our human body, in the human body, can reach from the Earth to the Sun and back anywhere between 6 and 350 times, which is incredible. That's a lot of DNA. That's pretty long. So if that doesn't make you feel small, I don't know what will. So, trucking on forward. I want to play a song for you guys. It's a Japanese girls song, and I really like the Japanese girls. I've been falling more and more in love with them. It's crazy. They played a great show. I saw them at the Roxy the same night that I saw Little India. And they're just a really great band. Really nice guys, too. And I want to play a song called Brandon. And I think this is not only is it a great song, but I think it's important because it means a lot to him. To him being the lead singer, Charlie Kerr. And he said, that I'm not going to try and quote him exactly, but I'll paraphrase it. Something to the effect of, this next song is the most important song on the album being Circulation. And I think that it's really important to get to know someone, and this song is about someone who didn't get the chance. So I'm just going to leave you with what he left me and play you the song Brandon by Japanese Girls. Going on in that song. That was Japanese Girls playing the song Brandon, and I'll leave you guys to speculate what it's about, because I have my own thoughts, but I'm not going to, I guess I don't want to interfere with the thoughts that you guys are forming about it with my opinions. Any more than I already do with all of my opinions anyway. But hopefully it's not an unwelcome intrusion, because that's why you're here. Now, or maybe you're here by accident, but either way, that's a happy accident, I guess. I had a friend back in high school and middle school and elementary school. He's still a friend, but he used to always think, this is my friend Mitchell, he used to always think that the word coincidence was just... it was just people mispronouncing cool incidents. So he would always say like, oh, like, man, that's a really cool incident. Until I finally sat him down and I was like, no, it's coincidence. But I think cool incidents really captures it too. So if you happen to be listening by accident, I think it's a cool incident. So moving forward, we're almost running out of time. It's so sad. I know. I'm here every Thursday, 2 to 3. Without fail, even if I have a job interview across the city, I'll be here, because I really love doing this. It's definitely the high point of my week. One of the high points. I have a good week, sometimes. So if you want to stay in touch, I have a Facebook page, Spice of Life, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, word for word. I'm on Facebook right now, just wheeling and dealing, seeing who's on. Yes, The Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. So you guys should go on and like that page, and then it'll make me feel good. And I also post the track lists, and just occasionally I post songs. Like if I find in my travels, Name Your Price album, so it's free or pay what you want. I'll sometimes put that up to spread the good word. And it's just a good, it's also, I love hearing from you guys too when I get messages on there from the listeners, because it reminds me that I'm not just talking to myself, which I often am, so it's a good reminder. So anyway, hit that up, hit me up there if you like. Always looking to hear from you guys. If you have requests too, I can look into those. I gotta fit kind of a musical schedule. So I get some quotas, so I'll see if they fit in and if it's the kind of thing that I want to play. But I'm always looking to hear new stuff and to get to know you guys, too. What else? Right, this next song I need to get down to because it's a good song. It's by a band called Fugue, which is F-U-G-U-E. And they have a really cool album, and it's four songs, and they're specific animals with a direction attached to them. So this song is Vermilion Bird of the South, and there are other ones, but this is the one from the South. So I'm gonna play that one, and I learned that vermilion has one L. Who knew? So Fugue playing Vermilion Bird of the South. We'll be right back. So, we just heard from the band Fugu playing the song Vermilion Bird of the South. And I have one more song to play for you, and we're running out of time. Up next is Marco with Astro Talk. He talks about space, and I'm sure I'm not doing it justice, but it's all the recent stuff coming up, happening, going on, to do with space and asteroids and astrology. Probably not astrology. I think astronomy is probably more on point. Anyway, it's been a real pleasure hanging out with you guys today. Look forward to hanging out with you guys again next week. Hit me up on Facebook, Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. And then aside from that, thank you for listening. This is the Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and it's been a real pleasure. So have a beautiful day. Enjoy the weather while it lasts. And I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. This last song... Oh, yeah, I signed off, and then I forgot to say what the last song was. It's great. It's great. I'm doing great. It's by God as an Astronaut. I play them a lot because they're really good. The song is New Year's End by God as an Astronaut. Have a beautiful week.